rippy, you're so rippy that I'm all up a tree. Hold me close to your breast. Squeeze me till you break all those cigars in your best. Once you used to love me so much. Now you wear all signs that don't touch. Pretty, pretty, my poor heart is sore. Oh, pretty, please don't rip me
anymore. Good evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac, once again in the studio with the three machines. We've got the Victrola 14, the Victor 4, and the Edison Home Cylinder Player, which plays 2 and 4 minute cylinders, ready to spin you some lo-fi tonight. A variety of records coming to you. And tonight I have sort of a guest, but sort of an observer in the studio. But I decided to give her a mic to talk a little bit. So Rebecca Feinberg is here, who's a musician and a professor at NYU.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the class that you teach?
The class is called History and Preservation of Early Sound Recordings. It's in the Music Technology Department at Steinhardt. It's a graduate class.
There you go. So Rebecca's coming by for some research to see how it all happens in this lo-fi world.
And I just want to crank it up.
There you go. Yeah. That's great. It's great. I have an assistant tonight. She's filling in the playlists and sort of helping out. So you're welcome anytime, every week.
Thanks, Mac.
There you go. So we first started off with a tune called Fritzy. It was an Oriole label record from 1925, Oriole, a dime store label. And Fritzy dedicated to my girl's grandma, who would have been 80 this past weekend. And her name was Fritzy. So there you go. We're going to continue now with some more singers singing songs. And you've heard of Having the Blues. Well, in this case, we have Aileen Stanley on a Victor record. And she's got, the name of the song is I've Got the Joys. So let's hear it.
With your gal, and sure it's been. table by the door, there's the cook. All the soup is on the floor, all the sights and sounds of a happy married life, but not your wife. No, not your wife. Everything's at home except your wife.
The days and nights are falling down by the Mississippi shore. And for you, my lovely heart is calling. Don't use the waiting anymore. Bless your heart, I guess I'm ill without you. I think of you, I think of you. Honey dear, you know I'm wild about you. I love you, I do.
Someone else will soon be crying. that you're fooling now.
Oh, you're fooling now. Who is the one that you're fooling now? I wonder who you're making blue. Who is the one that you're fooling now? Alone and keep a moaning, what'll I do? What will I do? Who is the one that you're ruling now? You are no harm, you're breaking my.
That record's so cruel. He's like, get away from me, gal. That was Who's the One That You're Fooling Now? A cameo record from, it's about 1925, by Adler Weil Herman and the California Sun-Kissed Syncopators. And I was thinking about that song in relation, Rebecca, to an article I was reading yesterday about kids and Tinder.
Oh.
And the way they use Tinder, and they're just like, you know, flipping through, and then like they're sorry about what they did after, on Sunday morning, for like doing so many Tinders and stuff, and so they're saying, and so like they're, so I bet that they can text them on Tinder or something and say, after they're all pissed off, who's the one you're fooling now?
You or know? Everything's at home except your wife.
Well, that's a whole. Oh, they could send that song. But, you know, I don't know if they would, because they would ghost them. They wouldn't even hear it anymore. So they would disappear. So
yes.
They wouldn't care. They just, these kids, they don't care.
Mm,
that's the problem with these kids. Anyway. So that's what that song was.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard from Reuben Puckett and Richard Brooks. I think Reuben Puckett might have been a pseudonym for Billy Murray because it kind of sounded like him to me.
Mm.
But that was a Columbia record from 1925 called Down by the Mississippi Shore. That was sort of like a caricature of a vaudeville duet.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that one before. I don't know. I found it in my collection and never listened to it. So there you go. For that, Walter Van Brunt. Yeah, Everything's at Home Except Your Wife. What message did you get from that one?
It's pretty much clearly stated there in the title, Mac, I think.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, it's like everything's there except your wife. Well, where is she?
Mm.
That's a part of the subgenre I call spouse hating.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I-N apostrophe.
Yes.
Spouse hating.
Very popular in the teens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's always a reason to hate your wife, you know, throw pots and pans at your husband. And, you know, there's other soppy love songs, but they're not as interesting.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's move on now. We're going to do some instrumentalists. And we're going to start off with one of the greats of the banjo, Mr. Fred Van Epps. And I actually want to listen to the other side. Rebecca's helping me, but we're going to hear the other side of this one. It's a two-sided record. We're going to hear The Lobster's Promenade, which is a Victor record from, we'll get the date in a few minutes, about 1912 or 13. We'll put that in a few minutes. But here we go.
Thank you.
All right. So a nice jiggy one there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was some original jigs and reels by George Steele. It was an Oxford record from 1911. Now, a jig at that point was more of an Irish thing. But he did that chicken reel, which is sort of one of the quintessential country riffs. You know, but it wasn't, there wasn't country yet. There was fiddling and reels. And I like these transitional records where it's leading to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. And before that, John J. Kimmel doing Buck Dance medley on accordion. We heard a little Yankee Doodle medley that he went into there.
It was for buck dancing. You could buck dance that song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring your clogs with you?
Sort of.
Kind of. You. Why didn't you start? The problem is we don't have a good wood floor here.
Mm-hmm.
Next time. But also, when you clog dance with a cylinder phonograph,
Not a good idea.
Sends the stylus jumping around. Mm-hmm. It's tough to do. But maybe next time we'll get a more stable platform because that was a buck dance.
Right.
Which, and there's been a lot of I saw a clogging movie a few years ago about these guys who are still clogging a century later down in the Ozarks or something.
Hmm.
Somewhere down there in the Southland.
We have some more country coming up, right?
Well, yeah, but let's just tell everyone we heard... Oh, that's all we heard. That's good. We introduced the Lobster's Promenade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, so like I said, that original Jigs and Reels by George Steele is leading us to the next thing. When they started to call it country around 1919, they were like, okay, it's something we can sell. So we'll call it, they were calling it old-timey music, mountain music, old folks music, and they started calling it country soon after. But we're going to do some more fiddling stuff in this set. And we're going to start off with one of the great fiddlers, Mr. A.C. Eck Robertson, with a 1924 Rick Victor record called Done Gone. Hit it, Rebecca!
Thank you. got to talking one evening over at the store about the sun and the moon. You see, they had the subject over to the Lyceum one evening resolved that the sun does more good than the moon. And they thrashed it out there till nigh on to 10 o'clock. And so some of the men there in the store took sides one way and some another. Kyle Haskins said, of course, the sun did more good than the moon, because the sun was in the center of everything. He said that the world and the moon and the stars and comets and meteors and the whole business all sailed around the sun every day. And he got an egg and told Ab Tolliver to hold it, and he took a lemon in one hand and a potato in the other and showed them just how the universe operated. But as Judson, he said that any fool could see with his own eyes that the sun riz in the east and south in the west, but where in thunder it went to in the night, he didn't know. Might come back over, ready to start again the next morning, or it might ground on the other side. Jock Sullivan said he'd bet a dollar his boy could figure it out by algebra. Eben Button said if the earth got to moving round and tipping up edgeways to jiggle the Atlantic Ocean, so it'd flop all over everything, like enough to put the sun out altogether. And the moon and the stars would like enough to be all washed away. Just then Jim Sanders came in and wanted to know what all the talk was about. I told him that we was continuing the discussion they had over to the Lyceum as to which did the most good, the sun or the moon. And he said, of course, the moon did more good than the sun, for the moon shone the night when it was dark, and the sun shone right in the daytime when it didn't need it. Then Garl Mastin spoke up, and Garl said the one none of them got it right. He said he seen an astronomy book once as how most of the stars was twice as big as the sun, only they were quite a ways off, and the sun was considerable bigger than the whole world. Just then Pete Pepper jumped up and said, well, gosh, all hemlock, what does Pineville amount to anyway, I'd like to know. Why, if this world should get lost, wouldn't nobody notice it? Heavens and earth, to speak. I'm going home. Good night. But just then Elder Belker, the Baptist minister, came in after his mail, and Kyle called him over and asked him how it was about this sun-moon business, and he straightened it out for us as well as he could, but land sakes, we did feel pretty small, at least I did, to think of all them planets and solar systems and zodiacs and meridians and constellations, and what seemed the hardest to see through was there was no end to anything. When you'd got clean out to the edge, you'd just begun. All the men were pretty quiet when we went home that night. Now I tell you, I couldn't help thinking that every one of us was just like that man in Pollock's Course of Time that I used to read in school. A man there was, and many other such you might have met, who never had a dozen thoughts in all his life, but told them all, each in his accustomed place, from morn till night, from youth till hoary age. Well, I guess it's some like old Sylvester Boynton used to say, there's a good deal to everything.
I thought, now, this was a record called Old Country Fiddler on Astronomy, and the artist was Charles Ross Taggart. Now, as I often don't do when I prepare for this show, I don't listen to every record side I'm going to play. But in the past, the ones I've heard of him, it'll be like a line, and then the fiddle is talking back, as filling in the other part of the conversation with these sort of song snippets. I thought that's what that was going to be, but it was just a guy talking, trying to be like Cal Stewart, the country bumpkin dude. So, yeah, I was supposed to be more fiddling.
But before that, we heard some pretty good fiddling.
Oh, yeah. We heard from Fiddlin' Powers and Family with a tune called Callahan's Reel, and it was a Victor record from 1924. They did about six or eight Victor sides. The whole family, we're looking at pictures of them, really a family that went out and did dances and country dances. Would be great to see them in 1924, catch them at the country fair. All right. Before that, really great performance by A.C. Eck Robertson with his tune Done Gone on the Victor record label from 1924. Good early fiddlers. Okay. So, what's your impression so far? Any standout records yet, or I don't know? I don't want to put any pressure on you.
I love that cylinder. I love the cylinder. Everything's at home except your wife. That was real.
Yeah,
real entertaining with that long dramatic intro.
Well, happened with that one is cylinders have sometimes a big blank space at the beginning, and you have to sort of really look at it because you know typically on a record you have that little more shiny space where you know you drop the needle and it goes into the groove. Well, on cylinders sometimes that could be an inch or more depending on how much is to come after. I didn't look close enough. I dropped the needle. I'm like, why is it taking so long? Then I looked at it and said, oh, man, there's 2 inches of space on this thing.
Yeah. So. Having recorded onto cylinder my music, I understand the sort of the preparation that goes into it and having to, you know, put your body to and change your whole performance style. So
oh, yes.
Imagine, you know, I just was imagining the studio and everyone setting up and trying to get together while cutting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you recorded cylinder, did you have one horn or two?
One horn.
I did one where I had two horns.
Oh.
I did a ukulele thing.
You have to one-up me, right?
No, I'm just saying. they had multiple horns when you did cylinder recording.
Absolutely.
For the different instruments.
Yeah,
so, you know, there was one really tight on the ukulele and then one for above for my voice.
Where'd you do that?
I did it at my friend Michael DeVecca's place.
Okay. He helped me do my recordings
there
at Thomas Edison.
He's one of the guys.
He is. Yep, he is.
That's right.
That's right. One of the gang.
That's right. One of those old-timey phonograph dudes. There you go. And, like, I got to say, like, you're the exception to the rule because it's really like a dude's hobby.
Mm.
It's like there are – like, I have a group on Facebook, Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts.
Right.
And it's definitely, like, 97% men. And – you're one of the rare women who actually collect 78s.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of records do you like to collect?
I like to collect all kinds of records. In particular, if I go out and look for something, I try to find Russian, Soviet records. I like to collect Vogue picture discs. Those are kind of easy
cool.
to collect,
yeah.
And you know, so and to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I usually records just get handed to me nowadays. People say, oh, take these off my hands.
They want you to be the garbage collector.
Yes. And
a lot of times.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of acoustic Russian records?
I'm going to go through my collection and pick them out, and maybe next time I'm here we can play some.
Oh, that'd be great to do a Russian acoustic record show.
Yes.
I'd love that
idea.
Okay. Well, let's continue now. We have one more set to do. Let's try to get through it. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear now a Victor record from 1911. This is Henry Burr inviting you to come to the ball.
gallant young lovers and loving girls, all of you come to the ball. There will be welcome for all. Chance for a dance and romance at the ball. At the
America.
Why did I say you, America?
You got excited and you started something.
Nations jumping all around.
Oh, I don't care. You've got a lot to answer for.
They lay the blame right at your door.
It's a bibble. The world is ragtime crazy.
From shore to shore,
London dropped its dignity.
So has France and Germany.
My word, all hands are dancing to a raggedy
melody.
Full of originality, the folks who live in sunny Spain dance to a thrill.
A raggedy train that
we call the Spanish Tango. Dukes and lords and Russians are
men who own the motor car.
By Jove, throw up their shoulders to that raggedy
melody.
Full of originality, Italian opera singers have learned to snap their fingers.
The world goes around to the sound of the international rag.
In every land, America.
Most every band, America.
It started everybody dancing gaily.
Prancing gaily all around.
You got me doing it. The syncopation in the air.
You hear the people everywhere.
Whee!
From every dwelling yelling.
It's a fair.
London dropped its dignity. So has France and Germany.
All hands are dancing to a raggedy
melody,
full of originality.
The folks who live in sunny Spain
dance to a train that they call the Spanish Tango.
Dukes and lords and Russian stars,
men who own their motor cars,
throw up their shoulders to that raggedy
melody,
full of originality. Italian opera singers.
Oh, carry me to the land of Italy.
Have learned to snap their fingers.
The world goes around to the sound of the international rag.
Columbia Minstrel, Mandy Lee, gentlemen, be seated. Introductory Overture.
Did you know that our friend Jasper Johnson got arrested for plotting to rob a vault in a cemetery?
Why, no, Mr. Spencer. How on earth did Jasper come to be charged with such a crime?
Why, the police found skeleton keys in Jasper's pocket.
Mr. Gaskin sings Mandy Lee.
Today, wedding bells were ringing high. Seemed as if they sang a song of glory. At the meeting house in town, all the folks were gathered round. Down the aisle I proudly walked and sang.
Right. One of the very early stars of the recording industry, Mr. George Gaskin there, among the Columbia Minstrels. I love those records because they sort of, you can feel it's just taken off the stage. And that's what it was, a little overture, some jokes, a song, some more jokes, out. Next act, same thing. Do it again in after 10 acts. Just keep it rolling. That's sort of like vaudeville, but minstrelly was kind of like that. Mm. But yeah, nice early record there from 1902. Yes, an oldie. Well, they're all oldies on this show. What am I talking about? Before that, Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan, well-known on this show, talking about how the rag, the American music, is taking over the world, and everybody's so into this American thing called the rag, and it's spreading like wildfire around the world, this American music. And that's happening in 1913.
Right. And so. And putting in a little Paiacci.
Oh, sure.
Interlude.
Sure, sure, because Caruso was a big star at that point.
Right. That was the first million-selling record.
Right.
Right.
So. Yes. So I think the idea is that, 1913, American music spreading around the world. It's happening in 2013.
Yes.
Same thing.
Still happening today. America is the world's number one exporter of intellectual property.
All right.
And, yeah.
Including 78s. All right. Well, that's going to about do it for us for this week. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for all your help and
coming
by. Thank
you for having me. Yeah, this has been such a treat.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you'll be back again with your Russian Acoustic 78 show.
Hope so.
I can't wait for that. It'll be great. And I'll be back next week with more stuff. You can find me on Instagram, Phonograph DJ Mac.
And this weekend.
I'll tell you about that later.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to leave you with If You Knew Susie Like I Knew Susie by Carter and His Orchestra on the Dandy label from 1924. Until next week, nighty night, everybody. Thank you.
This is WFMU East Orange and WMFU Mount Hope and 91.9 FM in Rockland County and online at WFMU.org.